Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Baptism is a battle for life. And baptism is a battle for life. The epistle lesson from Romans today sparks this one idea with two emphases. Baptism is a battle for life. And baptism is a battle for life. There was once a southern minister who was going to baptize a very devout new convert. And the minister asked the convert before they went down in the river, "Would you like someone to hold your wallet so it doesn't get wet?" And the guy said, "No." He said, I want you to baptize all of me, especially my wallet." God calls us into His family through His Word and through the waters of baptism. And His Holy Spirit consecrates every part of our lives for His use, including our wallet and our phone and our calendar. He consecrates the whole of our life. That is, it isn't just parts and sections of our life that the Holy Spirit consecrates in baptism. It's not just the religious part. It's a change of life itself. I heard one pastor talk about how he explains to parents, and you've heard me say this before, don't be concerned when a baby cries at baptism. Of course they're going to cry. They're getting the hell washed out of them. That's what the epistle lesson talks about today in verses 4 through 7. Listen to it again. "We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with Him like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." That slaves to sin is a reference back to what was talked about in the Old Testament lesson as well. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Again, an Old Testament reference today. In baptism, we're joined to Christ in His death. In the Greek word that's in verse 4 that says buried with Him, that Greek word is related to our word for tomb. Tomb. So when we're baptized, we're entombed with Christ. When someone is entombed, they are sealed in to death. And that's what happens to the old man, the rebellious nature within us at baptism. This is a form of death that is active. It's not passive. It didn't just happen to us. Our old nature is killed. Killed with Christ. That death is an active death, not a passive thing. Luther talks about it as the drowning of the old man. So again, when a baby cries at baptism, that's the reaction of the old man. He doesn't want to die. But in Christ, our death to sin is sealed. Sealed away in His grave. When Jesus was crucified for us, God accounted His death as our death. And in our baptism, His death kills the old man in us, who is then entombed forever. When someone is baptized, think of it the same way you would think of it as like when you wash a cup. You bury the cup in the water, and when you bring it out, the dirt is left behind. The dirt is entombed in that water. That's what's happened to us and for us in our baptism. The old nature, the sinful nature, the nature that wants to justify itself by the law has been sealed in the tomb with Christ. When you bury someone, you put them in a box and seal that box up in the grave. Sin has been buried with Christ and boxed up and put in the tomb. And out of that particular tomb has come Jesus. Jesus has risen up from the grave, alive and triumphant over all sin, victorious over sin, over death, and over the devil. Remember what we say at Easter. Christ is risen. Very good. That new Easter life is what he gives each person in the waters of baptism. Again, in the lesson today, St. Paul says in verse 8, read it with me. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Baptism is a battle for life, and baptism is a battle for life. At the Alamo, in San Antonio, Texas, the site of the battle between the Army of Mexico and a handful of Texans, there's a plaque on the wall there. And these are the words: "The blood of heroes has stained me. Therefore, let the stones of the Alamo speak, that their immolation in blood be not forgotten." For us, the battle with sin was won by the blood of Christ, who is the cornerstone of our faith. And his victory is made our victory in baptism. We are now the stones that speak, and we speak his victory. Baptism grants us new life in Christ. It brings the triumph of Christ's cross to us, and his righteousness is now poured out in the water of baptism on our heads and on our bodies. Remember, baptism is a battle for life. In the water of baptism, we've been released from the bondage that sin had held us in, and we've been released from the guilt of breaking the law that condemns us before God, so that we now live life in a new way, in the way of the Holy Spirit. We have new life in the Holy Spirit, who is granted to us in our baptism. Now, Jesus' own baptism that we read about in the gospel lesson helps us to see the truth of this. When he was baptized, we're told that the Holy Spirit came and alighted on him like a dove. That was for our benefit to see. It was also a living demonstration of what has been promised to us. Of course, we know the Holy Spirit was with Jesus throughout all of his life, but in this visible display of the Holy Spirit coming on Jesus at his baptism is so we would understand that that's also what happens for us. This new life in the Holy Spirit is ours for life. And for that reason, baptism is also a battle for life, for all of life. All our life long, all our life on this earth, we will engage the enemy who wages war against us because we have the Holy Spirit living in us. The enemy hates life because the enemy is sin and death and the devil. All life long, we will be attacked because we are loved by God and have life. That eighth day eternal life, like we talked about last week, that is what his Spirit gives living in us. There is a writer who has said this well. He said, "The battle with the sin in our life is not completed in baptism, but the decisive victory has been won. The sin is dethroned. The new man, our new life in Christ, has taken the place of the old man in us. The crucifixion of our old self by Jesus' death on the cross ends our forced service to sin. That crucifixion applies to us in our baptism and sets us free to live life, a life of free service now to God. We've been, it's accomplished, it's done. We've been released from our slavery to sin, as Paul reminded us today in verse 6. Read that, please. For we know was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Now, when you shower or bathe every day, and you're under the water, pause for a moment and think about the water that was poured on you in your baptism. The freedom of that baptismal water, that water gave to you, is yours each day. You can take time with water covering you, pouring on you, and remember that you are free from the bondage to sin. You can choose how you want your day to go. You can choose to please God in the events of your day. That freedom to want to please God is yours through your baptism all life long. Think about this also. Before you get up in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, make the sign of the cross and just say to yourself, I've been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let that reminder of the mark of the cross of Christ that was put on you in your baptism, let that also remind you of what we talked about today, that His Holy Spirit consecrates every part of our lives for His use, including our wallet, our phone, and our calendar. Remember, you are free of the old man. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You have been released from being a slave to sin. You can honestly desire to live for God. Remember that though you go into the day and you will battle sin, death, and the devil, the decisive victory over sin has been won. The old man is drowned, and sin has been entombed with Christ. But if making the sign of the cross reminds you of nothing else, remember, as St. Paul said today, that if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. Baptism is a battle for life, and baptism is a battle for life. Each day, every day, now and forever, Jesus' victory is yours. In His name we pray. Amen.